Maddie Hyde is a Sarah Gruen heroine. She's bold, she's warm, and she's been cast out of Philadelphia polite society. In this case, the family of her husband, Ellis, who is 4F in the middle of World War II. To avoid the glares and scowls, and to earn their own way in the world, after being cut off from a family fortune, they cross the Atlantic during a high tide of submarine warfare to try to burnish their family name by trying to hunt down an older kind of monster in a Scottish village whose name I simply cannot pronounce. At the Water's Edge is the new novel from Sarah Gruen. Of course, she's the best-selling author of Water for Elephants and other huge popular books that have been translated into 43 languages. She joins us now from member station WCQS in Asheville, North Carolina. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a huge honor.
And how do I pronounce
Drumnadrachit.
Drumnadrachit. All right. I think I'll leave it to you. How does the fate of the Loch Ness Monster get all tied up with Maddie and Ellis?
It's largely just looming in the background. And of course, it's metaphoric for sort of the obvious things like Hitler and, of course, what happened to some of the characters. But it's largely indicative of the monsters within us and recognizing these monsters, and once we face them, deciding how we're going to deal with them or if we're going to deal with them is what defines us as human beings.
Did you have a feeling for Scotland before you began this novel?
I did. I visited the Highlands for the first time when I was 12, and Urquhart Castle is without question my favorite castle in the world, and it was, of course, the first time I'd seen it, so that was when I fell in love with it because it's ruined, and I love ruined castles better than I love intact castles, because with intact castles, you don't know what's been patched, what's been repainted, what's real, what's original. Mm-hmm. And with ruined castles, I stand on the mossy grass in the keep, and I imagine all of the dramas, the human, you know, the love, the betrayal, the hatred, the wars, the killings, everything that happens in human life. There's something about that just inspires me. So, and of course, I was 12, and I absolutely believed the Loch Ness Monster was going to reveal itself to me. I thought it knows its secret is safe with me. And so when I came across an article 4 years ago that talked about both places, I was in between books and I thought that's just too tempting to resist.
Do I, having read some of your biography, do I get this right? You were once a technical writer?
Oh, yes, for 10 years.
Did you learn something from that work that comes into play now and then?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was absolutely fantastic background to have. I always wanted to write. It's why I got a degree in English literature. But then, of course, I had a degree in English and I had to find a job. So I was very, very happy to find a living doing anything writing, like in Seinfeld and Elaine writing for the J. Peterman catalog. I would have written, you know, umbrella descriptions and been happy for it. But I also have, I'm sort of tech-minded, and I have kind of a mathematical side of my brain as well. So tech writing was a very natural fit for me because I could write, and, you know, you are using your writing skills. And the difference, of course, is that when somebody enters a help file, they're already in a bad mood. They don't want to read. They're not happy. So yeah. I was giving them exactly the information they wanted, nothing but, and in the order they needed it. Get them in, get them out, get their problems sorted. But then when I was finished doing the writing part, or if I got exhausted, I was, coding and compiling executable files for the help files. And so I'd just switch to the mathematical part and do debugging for a while, and then my brain would be fresh again. And so it was really, I liked it. You know, if I hadn't, if luck and fate hadn't pushed me in this direction, I would have still been a perfectly happy technical writer.
Well, let's talk about luck and fate. And I'll add, even if you're reluctant to, your skill as a storyteller. Is it hard to top yourself?
I'm not trying to. I mean, it would be, if I tried, it would not just be hard, it would be impossible. Mm-hmm. So I don't tend to think in terms of, oh, I peaked at 38. I tend to think, I'm so happy about what happened with Water for Elephants, but I know I was struck by lightning, and it's not going to happen again. And that's okay. I get to keep doing what I love to do. And I'm going to, if I were writing, thinking about the audience and thinking about sales, I wouldn't turn out good stories. And the thing I love about writing fiction is allowing the characters to take over and going in unexpected directions and really just kind of channeling the story that comes to me so that I get into a place where I feel like I'm recording instead of creating. Mm. And I have to be unaware of the entire world when I'm doing that. So, no, I took the pressure off myself. I live a very, very normal life with my kids. I do laundry every day. I mean, it's nothing's I just tried to keep everything as normal as possible. And I'm extremely grateful for what happened with Water for Elephants. But no, I don't expect to top it.
Do you already have the next novel, next Sarah Gruen novel in mind?
I have some ideas rattling around, and I'm really excited about it because it's another departure, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to, you know, I'm going to have to figure out a lot of stuff. But I've got this sort of deal with myself going on that I'm not going to allow myself to write down anything about it until I get back from tour and from promoting this book. But I also know that my brain is working on it, that part of my brain that I don't control and that is my creative part and that I just really hope continues to keep working. But it's doing it and I'm dreaming about it. So when I finally do open my file, it's going to feel like a treat and I can't wait.
Sarah Gruen, her new novel, At the Water's Edge. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Scott.